what church is all about. You know, when Jesus had church, you know, I imagine there was a lot of people that was just tore up. And, you know, they just come as they are. And God needs them. Hallelujah. So God wants us to be real. Amen. Well, this is Palm Sunday. And there was a little boy that was sick on Palm Sunday. And so he stayed home from church. And his mother and father, well, the father went to church. Mother stayed home with him. And when the father came home, he's holding a palm branch. And so the little boy says, well, why do you have that palm branch, Dad? And he said, well, you see, when Jesus came into town, everybody waved palm branches to honor him. And so we got palm branches today. The little boy replied, oh, shucks, the one Sunday I miss is the Sunday that Jesus shows up. Turn with me in your Bible to Matthew 21. And we're going to start in verse 1. Matthew 21, verse 1. And would you stand with me for the reading of God's word? And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find a donkey tied and a colt with her, loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and then brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Father, we thank you for your word. God, as we look into your word today, Father, God, may you just stir our hearts, Father. God, just take us back to that setting, Lord God. God, as the people came, as Jesus came into Jerusalem and the people were there, Father, God, may you just make it real to us, Father. God, may we understand all that was taking place at that time, Father. God, open our hearts and our minds to receive from you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You know, I remember sitting in church one time, and I was a new believer, and I was sitting there, and I had this urge, just something that you just felt to do. Anybody ever had that? And it was to go to the aisle and take off my jacket and lay it down. Now, I was young in the Lord then. Today, I'd probably do it. But I often wonder, what would have happened if I'd done it? Palm Sunday marks the time, the celebration, when Jesus came into Jerusalem. It was a springtime Sunday, just like this, the springtime Sunday. So the holy city of Jerusalem was crowded with pilgrims. People had come into the city. They had filled the city full, overflowing. It was a time of what?
Celebration.
Celebration of what?
Passover.
Passover. And so all the people had come from miles around to Jerusalem. How many were there? Well, Josephus, anybody ever read Josephus? Well, Josephus was a historian, and Josephus' claim was that he didn't exaggerate. That was one of his claims. He said, I don't stretch things. And so there was several places where he had numbered the people that were coming to Jerusalem for Passover. And one of the places, it said about 300,000 people were coming into, or even a lot more, maybe as high as a couple million. Other people recorded maybe as high as a couple million. And so all these people were coming. All the motels were filled. Motel 6, Motel 8, Hampton Inn, all the inns, they was filled. All the houses, people would, if they had rooms, they would welcome people to come in to stay. And so they just crowded in to town for this celebration, this feast. And so, you know, Jesus had spent months traveling through the towns, through the villages, and he preached about the kingdom of God. Remember him preaching about the kingdom of God? And he healed the sick wherever he went. But now, things are coming to the ultimate, what Jesus came to earth for, and he's coming, one thing, to die. But before that was the time for him to claim that he is the Messiah. He's the Savior that God promised the Jewish people that would come. So Jesus knew that his mission was almost completed. He's traveling to Jerusalem. How many have, anybody studied that this week about Palm Sunday? About the events surrounding that? It's in all four Gospels. Talks about Jesus. Maybe you see it as a triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Well, he's traveling to Jerusalem, and he warned his disciples that he'd soon be put to death. He would soon die. But after 3 days, what would happen?
He'd rise again.
He'd rise again, yes. So as they came near to Jerusalem, they're traveling to Jerusalem, and as he came near, Jesus told two of his disciples to go to a village, and he said, what would be there? Now get this. He said, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find a donkey and a colt, and just bring them. And if their master asks, what's this all about? Just tell them, the Lord, he's claiming that he is the Lord. Just tell him, the Lord has need of him. And he'll just bless you with him. And so they went. And sure enough, they found the donkey. They brought him back. And so Jesus is riding into Jerusalem on this donkey. And here's the crowds of people. Here's this, a huge crowd of people come out, and they're just waving the palm branches. They're breaking branches off the trees, poor trees. And so they stripped the trees bare, and they laid them down before Jesus. And so Jesus comes into town, and the branches of the palm tree was a sign of victory. And the people shouted. You know, there's something about the shout. And the people was shouting. And they said, Hosanna! Hosanna! All the people shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna! What does the word Hosanna mean? What does it mean? Well, Hosanna is actually a plea for salvation. The Hebrew root words are found in Psalm 118:25, which says, Save us, we pray, O Lord. The Hebrew word, Yasha, means deliver or save, and Anna, beg, beseech. So we combine those. In English, it's Hosanna. Literally, Hosanna means, I beg you to save or please deliver us. The people were crying out for somebody to deliver them, somebody to save them. So, as Jesus rode into town on the donkey, the crowds were perfectly right to shout Hosanna. They were acknowledging Jesus as their Messiah. They would say, Son of David. And there was a cry for salvation. And they recognized that Jesus is able to save. How many know Jesus is able to save? How many is thankful Jesus saved? Hallelujah. I'm thankful Jesus saved. I don't like hell. Let's put it that way. I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But how many know that the procession of Jesus coming into Jerusalem wasn't the only procession that day? This was Passover. This was when all of the Jews would come to celebrate Passover. Now, what rule were they under at the time? Rome. They was under Roman rule. And for about, a couple hundred years earlier, there had been rebellions. The Maccabees led a rebellion, and so there was uprisings of rebellion sporadically. The Jews would rebel. And so the Romans would put on a display of force. And so the Romans, you know, they was afraid that when all the Jews got together, that something might happen. And so the Romans also, the military, would ride into town. It is recorded that Jesus came from the east and the Roman military came from the west into Jerusalem. There is a man, two men, Marcus Brog and James Dominic Crossan. The last week, they wrote the last week. And so Roman historians record that the governor of Judea, Pontius Pilate, led a procession of Roman cavalry and centurions into the city of Jerusalem. Now imagine the spectacle of that entry from the western side of the city, opposite side from which Jesus enters. Pontius Pilate leads Roman soldiers on horseback and on foot, each soldier clad in leather polished to the hilt, displaying force, and on each centurion's head is these helmets shining, gleaming. And at their sides, they got the swords. They got these swords that are just polished. And each centurion carried a spear, or if he was an archer, he carried a bow with a quiver of arrows on his back. And so here's the other procession. And so here's the drummers, and they're beaten. The soldiers are marching to the beat. And so it was really strange that the Roman government would allow such a massive amount of people to come to celebrate Passover. They understood Passover as well. So Pilate had to be in Jerusalem. In 4 BC, there had been rebellion against Rome. And in 4 BC, they had made a spectacle of the Jews, and they had crucified about 2,000 Jews as an example to anybody that got the idea to rebel. There's a man that wrote a book called God's Festivals, Samuel Bacciochi, I believe his name is. He said, during the period of the Roman occupation, the messianic hope flared up, and the Jews believed that deliverance from Roman oppression would occur miraculously at Passover, as had been their past deliverance from Egypt. And so the Jews were believing that at Passover, they were going to be delivered. But they were looking for a king in the natural. They were looking for somebody that would just free them from this Roman oppression. But Jesus wasn't that kind of a king, was he? He was the king, but not in that respect. You know, later in the day, Jesus is in the temple. And what's going on at that time? The children are shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna! The children! Hosanna to the Son of David. So the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they were what? They weren't happy. They were displeased with this. What's going on? They said in Matthew 21:15, do you hear what these children are saying? They asked Jesus, do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus says, yeah. He said, have you never read? From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. In saying Hosanna, the people were crying out for salvation. And that's exactly what Jesus had come for. Salvation. Amen.
Amen.
But within a week, Jesus would be hanging on the cross. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Blessed means to speak well of, to praise. Psalms 118:26 says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. Only a king would be greeted this way. How many have read 2 Kings 9:13 when Jehu, remember when Jehu was pronounced king? And the people done what? They laid their coats down for Jehu to come. Now these people wanted Jesus to be their king. Most of the people didn't understand what kind of a king Jesus would be. They expected their Messiah to be a great political and military leader who would free them from the Roman Empire. But the kingdom of God is not of this world. It's a spiritual kingdom, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In ancient times, palm branches symbolized goodness and victory. They were often depicted on coins and important buildings. Solomon had palm branches carved into the walls and the doors of the temple. In 1 Kings 6:29, the palm branches later were used as a symbol of Christian martyrs and their spiritual victory or triumph over death. And again, last book in the Bible, Revelation 7:9, we see people from every nation raising palm branches to honor Jesus. For Jews, Jerusalem was the holy city of God. And when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, he fulfilled an Old Testament prophecy. Zechariah 9:9-10. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The Amplified says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king, your messianic king, is coming to you. He is righteous and endowed with salvation, humbly and unassuming, in submission to the will of the Father, and riding on a donkey, upon a colt, the foal of a donkey. And so we look at this donkey. What does it mean to ride on a donkey? Well, the horse, when they rode on a horse, like the Roman military were riding on horses, that was, when they rode the horse, that was a sign of war. That was a sign of might. But when they rode the donkey, when Jesus rode the donkey, that was a sign of peace. And so, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Not a war-waging king, but the Prince of Peace. Messiah comes from a Hebrew word meaning the Anointed One. In Old Testament times, important people like kings and priests were anointed with oil as a sign of their office. And for hundreds of years, the Jews had expected God to send them a special king. So Jesus avoided the title of Messiah until the end, because they were expecting their Messiah to be this military and political leader. And Jesus is a spiritual leader. Amen. In Greek, the original language of the New Testament, Christos means anointed one. And that is where the word Christ comes from. People were looking for a Messiah, searching for a Savior, but they expected Jesus to come in and clean house. to do away with all this oppression, all this Roman rule. They thought that they had the solution. This is Jesus. He's going to do it. He had fed the people. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Surely he can free us from all this oppression. If Jesus showed up today, we might think some of the same things. Right? Surely. Surely if Jesus was here, he could end war, poverty, homelessness, sickness, eliminate stress, financial stress, marital stress, work stress, emotional stress, family conflict, fear. He can do it all. But what he done was he went to the cross and he sacrificed his life for me and for you, for whosoever will. So as we celebrate Palm Sunday, it's a day that's bittersweet. Because Palm Sunday, celebrating, excited, but Friday's coming. The cross is coming. Many in this same crowd, within a few days, they would turn from praising and celebrating to saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." One day they're shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And the next, within a few days, it's, "Crucify him, crucify him." How easy it is, or it should be, on Sunday to be praising, to be excited about Jesus, to just seeking the presence of Jesus, and everything is all right. But Friday's coming. When things happen that we don't understand. When the world's turned upside down. Anybody ever been there? And the bottom falls out? How could this be? What's going on? Maybe get a bad report from the doctor. Maybe lose your job. Maybe have family problems. Maybe have who knows what. And it's like, Sunday, God, you are so real. I could trust you for anything. You were so close. I could just like feel your heartbeat. God, how could this be? How could this be happening, God? Well, God's the same. It's not God. He didn't move. But Friday came. So the title of the message is, where will I be on Friday? Not where was I on Sunday, but where will I be on Friday? And where will you be on Friday? You know, I'd like to believe that I'll be the same Friday as I am Sunday. Anybody else? But Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, and he said this, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth
take heed lest he fall. You know, it's like, maybe they would, but not me. Not me. I believe that was like the disciples. Maybe others will desert you, but not me. Boy, when that pride comes in there, like Paul said, take heed. Because until we're in that place, until we've been tried by fire, we don't know, do we? So where will I be on Friday? This morning, in closing, here's what I want you to do. We're going to close a little bit different. Gwen's going to come. And we're going to sing. But here's what I want you to picture. I want you to picture Jesus, your Jerusalem. And here's Jesus, and he's riding into Jerusalem. So Gwen's going to come, and we're going to sing, and it's Palm Sunday, right? How many brought their palms with them? Anybody bring palms with them? Yeah, I got mine. Right. Okay, so we're going to sing, and here's Jesus coming in. And you're the Jews, and you're here for Passover. Think about Passover, what Passover means. And as we sing this, I want you to just be singing to Jesus as he just rides down through here.
Thank you.
Rushes around us. We have you inside of us. You are the Prince of Peace. And you are within us. You are our King. You are our Lord. As we surrender to your Father's love, Jesus, and say, your will be done. We surrender our lives. Help us day by day to remember what you did for each one of us. And let your light and your glory shine through each one of us. And I pray this week that we just worship you, read your word, and just read about what you went through during this week. What went through your mind, what your heart was just saying. And God, let us remember and be thankful. Let us be thankful people. And let us worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, we just once again thank you and praise you for your presence. Lord, I pray that this week, Father, we will focus upon you. Lord, may Friday come, Father, and may we sing Hosanna to the King. Father, Sunday, may we come just rejoicing in your glory. Father, that you'll be with us this week. Father, keep us safe in all we endeavor to do, Lord God. Father, bless this church, Father. Lord, let your Holy Spirit roll and reign. Lord, it's in Jesus' holy and precious name we pray.
Thank you.